In 2013, I was asked by Costain, the engineering company, to write some poems to celebrate their construction of a new bridge across the River Thames, from Shepperton to Walton-on-Thames in Surrey. And the bridge was the first new road bridge across the river for to be built for over 20 years, and it was, I mean, it is an amazing structure. And the poetry I wrote was a real mixture. There were poems that celebrated the past history of the bridge. Poems that looked at the technical accomplishment of its building. And then there was this, which was the fourth of the poems that I wrote, which looked to the future. My daughter's 6 years old. Last Saturday, we went to Cowie Sale to feed the birds. We stood there with our bags of bread. A swan approached, a full-grown cob, ungainly, lordly, every inch as tall as her. He stretched and spread his wings. I felt their waft. She never flinched. She held her ground. She fed him tidbits from the bag. I felt so proud. We stood there on the Surrey bank and stared along the Thames to Walton Bridge. "What do you see?" I asked her, and she said, "A bow, a metal rainbow with its feet touching the earth." I smiled. She said, "When we get home tonight, I want to stay up late and watch the stars on ice. One day, perhaps this year, we'll walk across that bridge. We'll cross, as so many have crossed before, its span of wood and stone and brick remade in steel, the girders braced and tensioned, tempered to withstand the shock of centuries to come. I'll lean against the parapet, ask her what the future holds." She gestures to the bridge's end. "I want to dance," she says. I tell her, "Sweetheart, you already do." She thinks I'm teasing her. I'm not. With every step she takes, she makes the world anew.